This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control of the airwaves here. Our number is toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Jeremy in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, well, I told my friends a secret, and that is that I find Yolanda Somanova really attractive.
Who?
And they asked Yolanda Somanova.
Yolanda?
Yolanda Somanova. Well, she played for the USSR basketball team in the 70s and 80s, and she won 2 gold medals. And what makes her different is that she's 7 feet tall, and she wears a size 21 shoe in men's.
Wow.
It's a big gal.
Yeah, humongous.
She is, and she's humongous, and she's a giantess, and I find her very attractive.
Okay,
cool.
And,
good for you.
Yeah, and they've been treating me different because of it, you know?
Who's treating you different?
My friends are.
Are they just teasing you a little bit? Hey, you like yourself a tall woman, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you like tall women. There you go.
I mean, how old are these friends of yours?
They're about 24, 25.
That sounds like the behavior you'd expect from a bunch of high school boys. But maybe guys in their 20s are like
that middle school.
Yeah, maybe guys in their 20s are like that too these days. I don't know. Like, I don't care what my friends are into. Everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah. They just find it awkward that I like a woman who's a foot taller than me.
Hey, whatever. Some guys like women that are shorter than them. I would say that's probably more common. Some guys like women that are older than them. Some guys like women that are younger. Some, everybody's got their preferences. Who cares?
Yeah.
Why do you suppose you like a woman that's taller than you?
Well, I think because I feel protected when I'm with her.
Interesting.
And I feel like, I like being at her chest level, too.
Thanks, Jeremy, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Parker is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Parker.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, are you guys familiar with the number one or the major reasons why the South seceded from the Union in the 1860s?
Wasn't it tariffs?
It was mainly tariffs.
Textiles?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And as we know, taxation is theft. There's no getting around that. But, basically, my position is that Hillary Clinton said in a speech, and this may have been a gaffe, or she may have intentionally meant this, but she said that she'll raise taxes on the middle class.
And then everybody cheered. It was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. And we know that Trump is, no better, if any better. So I think that the best course of action would be to get a number of states to secede from the Union, particularly because not only is it our right to do so, but it could eventually lead to, if we get a number of states to secede, and then those states don't really like the new formed government, so there's another secession, and then another, and another. Eventually, it'll be kind of like a cell splitting apart, where you have one cell, then two, then four. Then it's just the exponential division until there's so many things that it's like, why do we even need government?
Well, I'm totally with you. I mean, look, secession is something we've been talking quite a bit about here on Free Talk Live over the years. And I appreciate your call, Parker. There's a weird talk back that we're getting, so I'm going to let you go. But Anyway, yeah, we were huge fans of the idea of declaring independence, and I don't know if you can – I don't think that you should wait to declare independence as a state for other states to climb on board with the idea. I think that you should just push ahead and try to get your state to secede, or better yet, move to New Hampshire, get all the liberty-loving secessionists to move to New Hampshire, and then that way we could affect that sooner here rather than later, because right now the question is really who's going to be first. And
right.
It seems unlikely that it's going to be a group of states going at the same time. It's likely going to be Texas or, you know, New Hampshire or Vermont or something like that.
Right. And what happened in the early 1860s, South Carolina went first and then several other states followed suit.
Monkey
so
see,
it wasn't all of these states seceding at the same time.
Right. Right. A success breeds success. As soon as one state tries this, it's going to embolden others in other places, I think.
Well, yeah, and the southern states, when they seceded, it wasn't all at once. It was, you know, over time. As the first capital was said. Montgomery. Is
yes.
that right? Yeah. So the first capital was Montgomery, not Richmond. And then when Virginia seceded, it became Richmond. Really,
not immediately.
Not too far. All these, you know, they're all upset about the forts, and not just Fort Sumter, but
sure.
forts all in the South. And essentially, they offered to buy out the forts, and Lincoln's like, oh, I can't deal with you because you're not a legitimate entity because you seceded. You know, I mean, the North wanted to fight, and the South, frankly, was spoiling for a fight, too. The North's got 22 million people. The South's got 9 million people. Half of those are slaves. The numbers were not for the South, and if they would have... there likely wouldn't have been a war if they would have just let those bases
stay where they were.
Yeah, just forget about them.
Well,
Cuba has managed to do it for a long time with Guantanamo.
Good point.
There's the claim that it was actually the Union soldiers that fired on the Confederates, and the Confederates returned fire. So, you know, like nobody really knows because nobody that was there is alive now.
Right, we don't have video.
Well, even if somebody was alive, then you're just taking accounts.
Their word for
right,
it. Sure.
And then, you know, like how many other instances have there been to where an incident happened, it sparked a war, and then years later, oh, yeah, that thing that sparked the war didn't actually happen. So there, I remember hearing about Gulf of Tonkin. Obviously, remember the Maine that started the Spanish-American War, where supposedly the Cubans blew up an American ship in Cuba?
What happened with that?
Yeah, it was the Americans blew up their own ship and blamed Cuba.
Wow.
I would have to look that up, but I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
It's happened on more than one instance, for sure.
These things happen. I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, obviously the South wanted to retain slavery, but the North was saying, hey, slavery's fine, come on back. What Lincoln wanted to do was prevent slavery in the new territories that they were opening up. And for whatever reason, Southerners wanted to see slavery in places like Arizona and Utah and those kind of things. I don't know what benefit they thought that was going to give them, but, you know, they were advocating for that.
Well, the Compromise of 1850 was everything below this certain parallel would be allowed to, when it is opened up as a territory, would be allowed to be slave-holding territory, and the, you know, slaveholders at the time wanted to make sure that the agreement that they had agreed to 10 years prior stayed in existence.
I suppose, yeah, you make an agreement and people want to see that stay in existence. Obviously, slavery, reprehensible.
Yes.
But the very notion that you can keep someone in a union or a country or an agreement that they, you know, don't want to be in, that's a form of slavery. Certainly not as bad as getting a whip lashed along your back by any stretch of the imagination, but being forced to be in any political body and having people take a portion of your labor without your consent, it fits the definition.
Yeah. We've read several times on the air Robert Nozick's Tale of a Slave, where it goes from one scenario to a ninth, and then at the end it says, during which scenario did this become anything other than the Tale of a Slave?
if you want to share your thoughts with us, whether it's on secession or whatever happens to be on your mind. I just love that, you know, people are coming to these conclusions of it's time to leave. It's time to end this thing. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It was a grand experiment, and it has failed miserably. It has created the supposedly small government constitution idea has created one of the largest governments known to mankind. That is arguably one of the most oppressive around the globe. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, did Trump threaten to assassinate or have someone assassinate Hillary?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. The source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, it's Bitcoin.com. As we continue, Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio, we'll go back to the phones and the fun. Coming up, though, did Donald Trump actually suggest someone assassinate Hillary Clinton? That's what some people are saying. Mark, you shared the clip here. We'll play that on the air in a few moments. But first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Big Cat calling from Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Big Cat.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and this is just media manipulating what he said. Of course, if Hillary gets elected, she's going to go to liberal judges. And the only block of the voters, the NRA, are the ones that are going to be opposing that. She's going to have to deal with that. That was no assassination attempt.
All right, since you brought it up, let me play the clip, because we haven't actually played it yet. Mark, you sent this here. It's a one-minute clip. Okay, well, it looks like a minute here. Let me go on here with this. Big Cat, stay on the line with us for your further commentary. Let's play the audio.
To essentially abolish... the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But if she's...
So I see what you're saying, Big Cat. You're saying he was referring to the fact that they could vote and block it. But I don't think that's the case, because he was referring to it in, you know, the scenario he was describing was if she was elected, there's nothing you can do. Wasn't he?
Well, no, it's nothing that you can do that you can, you know, go. There's nothing you can do that would stop her appointing judges.
Except then he sort of references it, well, you Second Amendment people, and then he trails off and...
Well, what he should have said, you NRA people with your lobbyists and your
But
money,
the NRA is the absolute weakest gun rights organization there is.
But they're a strong lobbying organization.
They're very strong. There's a lot of them, but they're weak.
Well,
the Jews for Preservation of Firearms,
principled.
The Second Amendment Foundation, a lot more principled. Gun Owners of America. Principled, there are times when the GOA, the SAF, and the Jewish organization all oppose the NRA because the NRA sells out.
Big Cat?
Well, I mean, if you have to look at the world, and the world looks at us, and obviously they envy our two First Amendments. And so, I mean...
I don't know if the whole world envies the Second Amendment.
I think a lot of people...
Some people are afraid of guns. I don't think they envy that at all. I think a lot of people would like to see that abolished. Yeah. I support it.
First person that when the, you know, Kroger's or whatever grocery store you go to get your meat shuts down, now all of a sudden you're going to have a bunch of gun enthusiasts.
Huh? I don't get it. Are you saying that if there's no food available, that all of a sudden people who are against guns will become pro-gun?
Oh, yeah. I mean, would you?
Well, I'm already for it.
I'm not looking to rob people, but I think I'm prepared for something like that. Listen, I want to ask you a question. Are you familiar with the Thomas Jefferson quote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants"?
No. And
okay,
I don't
I'm familiar with it.
I don't even call it into free talk live either.
Okay. Something. So... That quote, I mean, you know, here I am, brainyquote.com. What do you think that means, Ian?
It sounds like an advocation of violence.
So you're saying
against the status quo.
Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers and the third president of the United States, was saying that sometimes you have to shoot. You have to shoot your government, that good people have to stand up to their government and use violence against them. Is that what they're saying?
And Thomas Jefferson also made quotes along the lines of every generation needs a revolution.
Yep, they said that too. I don't need to go through those.
And revolutions are frequently bloody.
The Bill of Rights, and Thomas Jefferson being an anti-federalist at the time, is that right? Federalist Papers?
He was an anti-federalist.
And he, you know, they were the ones that pushed to some extent for the Bill of Rights that was entered into the Constitution. I think that it's an inarguable fact that the Second Amendment is in the Constitution, put in there by people who used violence, who used firearms against their government to create a new nation, because they understood the lessons that that had taught them, and that they wanted future generations to be able to use firearms against their government if it went out of hand. I'm not saying Hillary Clinton should be killed. I'm simply saying the Second Amendment, which Trump referenced, is there for a reason. And I personally, when I hear that, I hear Trump advocating for, you know, like saying, hey, look, I don't know what's going to happen if she gets in there, but essentially you're not going to be able to do anything about it other than kill her. Then what else could you do?
That's what he seems to be suggesting, but you know, obviously he's not explicit about it. Let's go to your calls. Here we got Raul. He's in Los Angeles on the Amp Lines. Hello, Raul.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Welcome.
It's good to speak to you all again.
Thanks.
So I'm calling in response to what you guys are talking about, you know, Derek Chauvin's victimless crime spree. I live in Los Angeles, and Derek Chauvin was kind of like the first aspects of the Shire that I was kind of exposed to. And I think that, I mean, you know, in response, you know, or in response to what Mark said, that, you know, he wasn't able to get the previous caller, I think Derek Chauvin's victimless crime spree motivated me to go visit the Shire, because, you know, I think civil disobedience, whatever kind of, you know, civil disobedience you partake in, I think it's very effective. If you look at the civil rights movement, there was a lot of civil disobedience. And if it wasn't for people viewing the acts of violence that the state was committing against individuals, a lot of people, you know, really wouldn't care, or, you know, would just stay home and wouldn't really talk about it.
Nobody remembers the names of the, you know, the people in China who spoke against, you know, the regime. But the Tank Man, everybody remembers Tank Man. They don't know his name, but everybody remembers Tank Man standing in front of that tank in that classic image and video from, what was it, 89 or something like that?
89.
Yep. I mean, nobody could forget that moment, and that was absolutely a moment of civil disobedience. So I agree with you. So what you're saying is, Raul, is that the movie Derek Chauvin's Victimless Crime Spree, while it may turn some people off, it turned you on to what was going on here.
Yeah, it reaffirmed me that we have to take action, that we can't just, you know, at least in my sense, you know, posting to social media and, you know, tabling events is an effective way, but sometimes, you know, we do have to, you know, risk our, I guess, quote unquote, liberty and stand up to the state, because the law doesn't equal morality, and, it, you know, history has proven that.
So are you planning to move to New Hampshire from Los Angeles?
Yes. I don't know if you guys remember me, but I visited you guys.
That's right.
Right after Porkfest.
I remember.
So my timetable is in 3 years.
Awesome.
Wrapping up university, and once I finish, moving out there.
Right. Well, thanks, man, for the call. I appreciate that. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
For Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. There's a variety of ways to listen to the show. Of course, you can listen live on 170 radio stations from coast to coast. We've got live streams on our website. We've got satellite channels that carry us. And we'll tell you more about the satellite fundraiser we're doing here in a bit. But also, there's now the audio on demand listen line. Of course, you can listen on your phone via internet streaming, but that costs you data, and some people have very limited amounts of data that they can use. So if you want to make sure you can listen to Free Talk Live, as well as some other great LRN.FM liberty-oriented shows, but not actually have to spend your data plan, then you can call the Audio On Demand Listen Line. The phone number that you'll need is 641-793-9660. You don't have to miss any shows because they're on demand. Now, you can listen to the live stream still through that number, but there's about a dozen shows from LRN.FM that are available at the press of a couple of buttons. So dial up 641-793-9660. It's 24/7, and it is a long-distance number, so keep that in mind if for whatever reason you don't have unlimited free long-distance with your calling plan, which I don't know anyone who actually pays long-distance these days, but just in case, you should be aware it is a long-distance number. You select from the main menu what you want to listen to, and then while you're listening, if you want, you can hit 0, and you can leave us feedback Now, we've gotten some, like, one-second-long messages and some butt dials or whatever, but some of them have been really good messages that we've played on the air. So if it's good, we might just play it on the air and respond to it. So please, feel free to leave us a message there as well. It gets distributed to the hosts of the show via email. Just call 641-793-9660 for the audio on-demand listen line. Choose number 2 for Free Talk Live, and then anytime you want, hit 0 for leaving a message.
Have we come up with a name for the feedback line?
That's just what I was calling it, the Free Talk Live feedback line or something like that. Nothing particularly creative, so if you've got a better idea, by all means.
I don't. Conan keeps wanting to call it the chump line. And
that is probably trademarked or something by another talk show host.
That's a horrible name, so I think we should just come up with a name so that Conan doesn't keep calling it the chump line.
Yeah, he's referring to a different talk show host who has the same kind of thing that they do, and that's exactly what they call it. So, yeah, I would definitely not want to call it something that is identical to what another talk show host calls something. Like that.
But if you'd like to post
another hack talk show host,
you can post on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com your ideas, or we have the Amplifiers group on Facebook.
Or call and leave us a message and tell us what you think it should be called.
Yeah, there's that way too.
So let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Tim is in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Go ahead, Tim.
It's pretty good. Hello.
Thanks. You're right there. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Loud and clear.
Good. All right, great. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry.
That's what we do.
Your show. Yeah, I know. And you guys argue sometimes too, and I appreciate that because it's a little bit of a treat for other people to hear a little bit of some contentious talk, you might say.
Yes, not everyone has to agree here, and that's, you know, the beauty of life is if there wasn't diverse opinions, things would be boring.
Right, of course, it's the beauty of all being sovereign individuals. So, but I wanted to talk about the, actually, I wanted to refer first, I'll go back to what you're talking about as far as, did the Donald, so to speak, did he incite, attempt to incite violence against Hillary Clinton or whoever, obviously Hillary Clinton, but what I mean to say is I would say that absolutely he did not. He's saying, I mean, your state constitution, unless I'm mistaken, this is actually something Alex Jones brought up. He said that your state constitution says right in it that you can rebel against whatever form of government becomes tyrannical in New Hampshire.
They say it's your obligation.
Article 10 is what you're referring to of the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights.
Right, and most states have something similar in their constitution saying that power exists from the people and the people have a right to alter something, blah, blah.
Right, of course. I mean, it's essentially in the Declaration of Independence where we have the right to cast off the chains that are binding us to tyranny or to slavery. So we should obviously believe in that if we believe in individual sovereignty. But I wanted to talk about the person who was just found. Actually, this just happened. August 2nd, a lawyer who was supporting Bernie Sanders was found dead August 2nd. This is from the Drudge Report, but it's from the UK Daily Mail Online. August 2nd, a lawyer, his name was Sean Lucas, who was found dead August 2nd on the bathroom floor of his Washington, D.C. apartment. He had attempted to serve papers on Debbie Wasserman Schultz in a fraud case that alleges the party had unfairly favored Hillary Clinton in the primaries over Sanders. And a video taking the papers of Lucas taking the papers to DNC's Washington headquarters has been viewed almost 400,000 times as of Wednesday morning on YouTube. He says, and it Lucas was said to have been a Sanders supporter, worked for a company called One Source Process, called serving the papers, quote, the most gratifying thing I've ever done, end quote. Lucas's mother, Susan, told
So the suggestion online. Here is that this is another one of the victims of the Clintons, right?
Right, right. I mean, this is the thing about it, okay.
The bodies keep piling up, and they've been piling up around the Clintons since the 1990s, since they were Arkansas governor. Yeah, even earlier than that. that these people are very, very criminal, maybe more criminal than your typical element of the government, which, of course, is a criminal organization.
Right.
So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if some of these allegations were true, but also you could argue that, well, people die, and so, of course...
Right,
you know,
I mean, if everybody that died that's in some way peripherally related to Free Talk Live, and people just say, people keep on ending up dead near Ian Freeman.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know...
Yeah. What a horrible guy, yeah.
He must it's hard to know.
Death, but he's causing them to have argumentative thoughts and they died. No, I'm kidding. No.
But, I mean, I remember these videos, conspiracy videos that were made about the Clintons back in the 90s about Vince Foster and other individuals who've, you know, turned up mysteriously dead that were relatively closely connected to the Clintons. And it certainly does seem spooky. I mean, when you look at these things, it doesn't seem unbelievable that some of those claims could be true. Tim, thanks for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise that if you cross people who are in the halls of power, they may decide to do something about it. Whether it's trump you up on some criminal charges and throw you in a cage, or just go ahead and execute you on the side of the railroad tracks, you know.
Or if you have some of the weirdest suicides ever, like the guy that had two gunshots to the head.
No, was this a Clinton person as well?
There's somebody that died recently, two gunshots to the head, and the claim is somehow connected to Hillary and suicided himself.
Seems hard to pull that one off.
There was somebody that had 39 stab wounds.
He didn't have two guns, right?
Nope.
No.
There was one.
One gun.
39 stab wounds to the face and neck. The claim was suicide, but there was no knife found in the room with the body.
I love these because they're hilarious, but it's hard for me to believe that she's got I don't know how many different police departments, from the patrolman on up to the chiefs, all in her pocket.
Well, that doesn't mean she's got the police in her pocket. That's not to say these things aren't being investigated, but maybe she has...
But who's ruling of these things? Is 39 stab wounds? Is a suicide?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There's no knife? I mean, come on. That's a
all you need
cover
is a coroner. All you need in your pocket is a coroner.
There's a lot of coroners. And, yes, you need more than that. Because if I'm a police officer on a case where, if I'm the investigator on a case where a guy is stabbed 39 times and there's no knife found near him, and the coroner calls it a suicide, I'm going to his house, and I'm going to pull a draw down on him. I'm going to put him on the pavement right there. I'm going to have called the Channel 9 News.
And then you're going to have suicided yourself about a day and a half later.
Fine by me.
Toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, if you're not afraid of ending up dead by the hands of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. 855-450-FREE. Some people are saying Trump threatened Clinton or was sort of beating around the bush about that here. We can play the clip for you again if you want. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of these airwaves here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wells, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us on the air. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username for you is lrn.fm. And in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
So we had a caller earlier bringing up the Donald Trump audio, and I'm just going to play it one more time here. It's relatively short. We'll get the context of he's giving some sort of speech at a rally in North Carolina, and some are saying that he's suggesting that Second Amendment supporters could do something to stop Clinton from appointing judges if she gets elected. It seems like he's suggesting that they shoot her, but he's obviously not explicit about it, and he's sort of saying it jokingly, but here we go.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know, but...
Now, does that sound like he's advocating? He's not saying, I wish those Second Amendment people would do that.
No, he's not advocating it.
I don't think that this sounds like that.
It sounds like he's suggesting it, though.
You
guys are Second Amendment people.
I don't know what you could do. Maybe you could order a pizza. I don't know.
Well, no. He says, first, there's nothing you can do, right? He says, you know, once she becomes president, there's nothing you can do about her Supreme Court nominations. Well, then his mind says...
Something went through his mind.
Nothing means... nothing, and there is something you can do. Oh, yeah, there's that Second Amendment. I'm just talking about the Second Amendment. What's the Second Amendment written for? The Second Amendment was written by the Founding Fathers, people who are willing to use firearms to kill government officials.
That's what he's talking about here,
that's
right?
That's what he's talking about.
He's suggesting that people shoot Hillary Clinton.
No, I don't think he's suggesting that. He's suggesting that the way to there is a way to stop Hillary Clinton. You could
or stop the Supreme Court justice.
He's
very ambiguous about what he's saying, yeah. And I honestly don't think that Donald Trump thought out thoroughly what Donald Trump was going to say.
No, he something went through his mind, and then he was speaking it, and then realized he probably shouldn't say more than that, and he kind of made it into a little joke,
and then he just completely changed the subject.
Yeah, let me play the rest, because I haven't actually played the rest of this, but go ahead.
There is nothing to the rest.
There's nothing else?
That's basically
okay.
It.
No, he changes...
Goes completely different direction.
You know, changes course completely. Hillary, or whoever runs Hillary's Twitter, posted what is presumably a quote from Hillary, because it's in quotation marks, that says, "A person seeking to be president of the United States should not suggest violence in any way." Now, do you think she includes in that the suggestions of, bombing places around the world, because yeah. That's violence.
Well, everything that a presidential candidate suggests, for the most part, is suggesting violence, because every government program is backed by the threat of or actual violence. So unless the presidential candidate is consistently saying they want to abolish the state, they are likely suggesting violence. That's what's so amusing about her quote.
Right.
She's acting like she's the peace candidate when nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, what's really sort of, ironic or hypocritical about her quote is the fact that some of her advisors in the past have called for the assassination of Julian Assange.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Bob Beckel, who is one of her strategists, a couple of years ago was on Fox and called for the assassination of Julian Assange.
Wow.
He says, quote, "I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. The guy's a traitor, a treasonist. And he has broken every law in the United States."
Wait a minute. Julian Assange isn't from the United
right.
States.
I'm sorry. This is an ignorant advocation of violence.
He's a traitor to the idea of...
Hold on. He absolutely is a traitor because Washington, D.C. and the bureaucrats that populate it believed that they rule the world.
Okay.
So this guy really, he's showing his hand to some extent that they believe they control all the governments, and there's a pretty good argument that they do.
I don't know. They don't seem to control Venezuela or North Korea.
They don't control those, but they'll get in line if they have to.
Beckel continues, "The guy ought to be... And I'm not for the death penalty," he says. "So if I'm not for the death penalty, there's only one way to do it. Illegally shoot the SOB.
Wow. That's crazy. And he didn't get fired right after that?
Nope.
Amazing.
Did not get fired. Then there was an article written in Politico where the author, Michael Grunwald, said, "I can't wait to write a defense of the drone strike that takes out Julian Assange."
So, wow, that's scary stuff. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, Assange is still holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy.
The embassy that is a flat. Basically, it's an apartment. So most people, and I feel that I have to point this out, because most people, when they think embassy, they're like, oh, big, elaborate
right. That's what I thought.
Sort of thing.
Fences, guards.
Yeah, big giant, 40 acres sort
he's
of
in an efficiency
pristine grass. No, this is an apartment.
Right. A little nicer than an efficiency.
I wonder if what it's like, having Julian Assange in your embassy
all the time.
Well, there goes Julian. Can you put some pants on?
He can walk onto the balcony, but he can't walk into the hallway.
Let's talk to Tim. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Tim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having this forum.
Sure, Tim.
To be able to express our thoughts. But I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things. Everybody gets so sidetracked. About Donald Trump and what he says and how the media stretches it one way or the other. I think one of the beauties of Donald Trump is the fact that he isn't politically correct, and he's right on the edge of getting people's curiosity up to whether he means this or he means that. And I think the genius in him is the fact that he's able to do that without crossing the line. That's gotten him into the press and into the eyes of the people and people hearing him continuously. And that's why he knocked off 17 competitors from the very beginning.
They're saying right now that he's gone so far. Like, the term the media is using is too far. They seem to be arraying the big guns. You know,
the media has been going against him forever, saying
not like they have now. Now they
really
now there's only two candidates. They've decided who their favorite is, and they are after Trump.
There's more than two candidates
to their minds.
Well, because most of the pollsters are including Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, and there's a guy that just 2 days ago announced that he was jumping into the race.
How can you do that? That's not possible.
Well, it is possible, and this guy has the support of a bunch of Republicans that don't like Donald Trump, and he's got enough financial backing to where he's going to file lawsuits in the more than two dozen states where he's already missed filing
deadlines.
Those
will be about as effective as Gary Johnson's suit.
This is where it's frustrating, though, with the ignorance of the voting populace. They don't understand the electoral system. They don't understand that those guys wouldn't have a chance in God's green earth to be able to win this election. He's become a threat because now he is the nominee. So they have to, you know, to be politically correct or whatever, to not load up on him was okay when he wasn't a threat. Now he's a true threat. The silent majority, especially, you know, and the reason why he used the word those Second Amendment people is because he didn't want to be defined as the block of people of the NRA. A lot of us aren't affiliated with the NRA and understand what that lobby is all about. He used the term Second Amendment people because those are the people, the silent majority, that understands tyranny. And the reason why that was put in place, it was no coincidence in the Federalist Papers on how they wrote that, and it followed the First Amendment, to be able to protect our freedom of expression and our freedom of religion and freedom of the press and a lot of other freedoms that we have. And the only thing that can protect that from the tyranny of the government is, of course, the Second Amendment to be able to bear arms in the case.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the only thing, but it is the last ditch. It is the final line of defense.
It hasn't done a very good job of protecting us up to this
point. Right, and if you look at the ratings of, you know, the freest countries in the world, as compiled by the Fraser Institute and Cato, the World Human Freedom Index, New Zealand consistently ranks number one, and they don't have a right to bear arms. They don't have a Second Amendment in New Zealand.
Well, and
but they have more
culture.
Freedoms.
That's not their culture. If this culture was raised in not the Wild West type of culture, where, you know, the Wild West in Winchester ruled the land at one time, then we might be in that same thing. But you can't take, that's the, his whole point. You can't erase language, border, and culture just because somebody politically correct, some elite professor decides that there's an easier and better way of doing it in Europe.
I'm not sure that was a response to what Daryl said. Tim, I'm not sure that what you said there was even responsive to what Daryl just pointed out. What Daryl pointed out is that there are countries in the world that don't have the same right to bear arms enshrined that the United States does, that arguably are freer in many, many ways, economically freer, ranking every year more free than the United States, the U.S. falling on the list of economic freedoms. And maybe that's because people aren't exercising their rights, ultimately. Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Hour number three is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.